USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials say at least four Americans have died in a terrorist attack on Christian churches and two luxury hotels in Sri Lanka. John Miller is a New York City Police Department's Deputy Commissioner of Counterintelligence and Terrorism. He tells CBS This Morning.
What you're looking at is the kind of operation that would take a great deal of organization, a good deal of funding, and more importantly, a fairly large number of people for your average terrorist plot, which increases operational security. How did they run this for so long with so much planning and so many wheels turning and without it being found? Exactly, Gail.
President Trump says Herman Cain has asked him not to be nominated for a seat on the Federal Reserve Board. And stocks on this Monday, the Dow was down 48 points to close at 26,511. The NASDAQ was up 17 and the S&P gained 3. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The U.S. is ending exemptions for countries that import Iranian oil. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo making the announcement on Monday morning, saying the end of the waivers will mean countries that previously had permission to import Iranian oil will face sanctions if they continue to do so.
We will continue to enforce sanctions and monitor compliance. Any nation or entity interacting with Iran should do its diligence and err on the side of caution. The risks are simply not going to be worth the benefits.
The eight countries granted exemptions in the past were China, India, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Turkey, Italy, and Greece.
A Milwaukee, Wisconsin woman is admitting to planning an ISIS-inspired terrorist attack. The woman is accused of trying to recruit people to carry out attacks and giving out information on making explosives and poison. The House Judiciary Committee is issuing a subpoena to former White House counsel Don McGahn. It's unknown if the White House will claim executive privilege. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new study has researchers hopeful that the keto diet could prove useful in the military, where obesity is an ongoing challenge in both terms of recruiting soldiers and keeping them fit for service. Now, regarding the keto diet, though, Dr. Ian Smith is author of a new book titled Clean and Lean. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Smith, and he's not a big fan of the keto diet.
Listen, the keto diet is effective at losing weight for the short term. There's no doubt about it. But for the long term, it's not effective because people can't eat that way for long periods of time. Keto requires you to put your body in a certain very rigid, tight biochemical state. You alter your body's biochemistry and put yourself into a state of ketosis. Now, studies have shown and experts are saying for a long time that this is not a very healthy diet. There's too much fat in this particular diet. It raises cholesterol levels. It puts you at risk for all things like plaque in your arteries, something called atherosclerosis. So nutritionists around the world are saying keto is not the way to go. It's just become very popular. It is effective for the short term. But once you stop doing the keto diet, you end up gaining that weight back and then some.
Now, more on that study. Ohio State University did a study where the people who did the keto diet compared to other people were able to lose weight and keep that weight off. So time will tell. Please remember, you can always follow us on Facebook at USA Radio or check us out as well online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.